Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, another day down in the cattle futures market with the April lives at 120.82, down 77 cents. June's finished 35 lower, 119.30, and it looks like August down 40 at 119.30. Feeder cattle even weaker, 52 lower in the April's at 139.52. The May's down $1.02 at 143.40, and then August feeders are going to finish at 154.15. That's down about $1.45. If you look at the chart here over the last 7 or 8 trading days, we've gone all the way in August from a high of 162.40 to today's low of 153.87. So about an $8 sell-off in just a handful of days. We're right down to where a support line is. I feel like we closed right at, I think it's around 155. We're going to close here at 154.55. So we're right at that support level. And it really needs to hold here. The low back in at the beginning of March was right at 150. So that if you're looking for a target or a place it may go, that would be it. Box beef at midday was up 32 on choice at 276.94. Select up 70 cents, 269.13. If you remember back when the COVID thing happened, I think it was back in October, the choice box beef went all the way up over $400. So not near all-time highs, but we are sure higher than we normally are at this time.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, the grain futures market today did bounce back here, really led by the bean market. The May beans were up 15 cents at 14.33 and a quarter. November beans up 3 3/4 at 12.72. May corn, on the other hand, was down 3 1/4 at 5.86 3/4. December up 3/4 at 5.13. We're really getting to tell of two different stories here. You know, there over the last 6 months or so, the big talk was, well, China's been buying all this corn. They're shorthanded. Need to buy some. And that's what led for the inversion where the front months are over the back months. Now we're starting to see a little bit of unwinding of that in the corn with the May corn down 3 and the December up 1. The kind of story here is, the storyline is that the temperatures are cooler than normal, and that's causing some delayed plantings. And you start delaying plantings now, well, that puts the most important time frame for crop development later in the summer at a more risky spot. So it kind of builds on, if you're a little slow planting now, that causes problems down the road. We're also seeing a lot of areas that are really dry. If, for example, West Texas, got some of this rainfall, but they didn't get near enough. And that drought monitor yesterday showed that it hadn't really improved that much. And they need significant rain, not only in Texas, but also up in the Dakotas.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and I.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.